Joining me now at a slightly different time, and there's a good reason for that. The man who's got a wonderful website, techguide.com.au, former Rabbitohs player, of course, and Rabbitohs tragic, our IT and gadget guru, Stephen Fenwick, who's on the line. Morning, Stephen.
Morning, Richard. How you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. And yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, buddy.
Look, the reason for this, and can we mention it? You're off to a function.
About to go into a function at South Sydney Juniors for Neuroflex. So I've been doing a bit of work with them over the last year or so. That's a concussion technology that allows players to monitor the severity of their concussion and have a more accurate sort of picture of their safe return to play. So with the function today is going to introduce Dr. John Patricios, who is the worldwide recognized authority on concussion in sport and the protocols around it. And he's actually endorsing Neuroflex as the go-to protocol for monitoring concussion in sport.
All right. Well, look forward to hearing more about that. Look, yeah. There's been a lot of discussion. I know we've talked about it before, the shutting down of the 3G network. Telstra are scheduled to do that at the end of June. But yep. Now they're talking about, and I know you have mentioned this before, I think Michelle Rowland mentioned that now there's more than a million older 4G mobile phones that, well, you'll still be able to use them, but you could be blocked from making 000 calls.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's a few 4G devices that can make the calls on the network, but they don't have a feature called VoLTE, which is voice over LTE. LTE being short for long-term evolution, which is another name for 4G. Basically, that VoLTE technology, those older 4G phones don't have them. So when 3G is shut down, that's going to revert to VoLTE to be able to make those 000 calls. Normally, it just diverted to 3G. And Vodafone's already shut down. Vodafone customers who make 000 calls would roam to Telstra or Optus to enable that. But once all of them are shut down, the phones that don't have that feature will not be able to connect to 000, which you don't want to find that out at the worst possible time. So that's the reason why the telcos, I think Telstra have launched a free SMS service so you can check your device, that you can go into stores to check your device as well, because after June when Telstra shut down and after September when Optus shut down, there's no 3G and you'll need to have a device that can connect no matter what the scenario is.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently if you text, this is with Telstra, if you text 3 to 3498, they'll be able to alert you as to whether or not you've got an issue with your phone.
Oh, there you go. That's great.
Yeah. Look, an awful story about the young Australian boy who took his own life, and apparently because he was scammed by a couple of people in Africa, and they have been arrested. But it does highlight the impact of these scammers. It's
a
real problem.
Absolutely, yeah.
Particularly with young Australians.
Absolutely, yeah. I think, unfortunately, Richard, we live in a world where this exists. People are trying to trick us, trying to get our identity, trying to get our money, trying to trick us into giving up our passwords and bank details. And you're right. It's a really tragic scenario, is what you mentioned. I think that there's still a lot of work to do. We are getting better. Companies and banks are all starting to band together to make it harder for us to be scammed. So there's a few more safeguards in place. Like I read last year, there's more than $3 billion was scammed from Australians in 2023 alone. That's just in Australia.
Yeah.
And that's an 80% increase. So the problem's not getting better. The problem's getting worse. We just need to be more vigilant. We need to have the mindset that any text message or any communication that we don't 100% are sure of will assume it's a scam. That's got to be our mindset, unfortunately.
And can we rightly blame social media platforms for fueling this by not taking down...
100%. Yeah, Facebook is guilty of this. A lot of their ads are scams. They don't want to take them down because they're getting the data. They're harvesting all the people's data who look at these different ads. So
yeah,
they're still achieving their objective. Unfortunately, they're throwing their users under the bus.
Yeah.
This has been a problem for ages. Like Twiggy Forrest, the mining magnate's got a case against Facebook for him being imitated in these scams.
That's right.
And Meta is arguing that they've done nothing wrong. So it's when you got platforms like that are facilitating these scammers, we've got a massive problem.
I know you were up in arms when Netflix said, we're stamping out multiple users, sharing your password with other people. Disney are apparently going to do that as well.
Well, I think in March they redid their rules and regs and their terms and conditions to intimate that this is a possibility. So like Netflix, Netflix decided if you're not in the household, you're not a user on that account, you've got to get your own account. So it's a money grab, right? I think, look, you pay your money, you're entitled to give your password to five people, no matter where they live. So Disney Plus, they're probably going to do the same thing. They want to try to keep their numbers up, try to get new members, and that's purely and simply what it is. They want to boost numbers and make more money, and this is the way they seem to be doing it. The streaming industry is becoming so large, and they're thinking, well, if there's even more revenue to make if we can crack down on these household sharing passwords.
Now, you Rabbitohs, mate, last on the ladder. Jason Demetriou, the coach, under a lot of pressure. Latrell Mitchell out for 3 weeks. Talk of bringing in a new coach. Boy, oh boy.
I think a lot of pain. They're hitting the panic button pretty solid there. I think Jason Demetriou said yesterday that he spoke to Blake Solly, the CEO, and he said that they're not there. There's no real risk, according to what he said, to him being sacked in the short term. I think, though, the players probably need to have a look at themselves before the coach does. The coach doesn't drop the ball and give away penalties and make knock-ons and silly errors. But, it is the coach's responsibility to get the team, prepare the team to win. Yep. So there's a lot of players, though, mate, that need to look in the mirror before they sack Jason Demetriou. I think that the Trell has got a three-week rest now. I think, and this is going to sound really strange, I'm glad he's not playing. He needs time off the field to get his head right and give the other guy, Jai Gray, a go in first grade. I think Latrell needs to sort of get his ducks in a row, be in the right mindset to play, because when he's on, the whole team's on. Yeah. But other players need to really have a look at themselves as well. Their performances have been subpar. It's plain and simple.
Yep, they certainly have. Anyway, good luck. You've got the Sharks on Saturday night, haven't you, Rabbitohs?
Sharks, then we've got a bye, and then we play Melbourne and Penrith. And those three games, we will not have Latrell Mitchell, would you believe? So it's really going to have our work cut out for us. Hopefully we can, mate, even just getting close and competitive would be an achievement, I think. So they've really got to dig deep here. We've got to, Cody Walker and Damian Cook and the senior players really have to band around and rally these younger players and move forward. But the standards that are normally there, we're just not seeing anymore. They've got to get back to those standards.
Yeah, you're sounding fired up on that one, mate. Always good to talk to you. Good luck on Saturday night. We'll catch up next Tuesday. Have a great week.
Thanks a lot, Richard. Take care, buddy.
Yeah, you too. Our IT and gadget guru, Stephen Fennig, he's got a great website too, techguide.com.au.